Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, now, explain to me again why you felt like it would be more feasible to have whole weeks in between.
I ain't nobody say weeks.
Well,
more than 12 hours between shows.
It's still, it's not 12 hours. Are you not understanding how time works?
Okay, more than 24. What? Not back-to-back shows on different days in different cities.
There's only one show that is back-to-back.
But then it's still one day when, I feel like it was more feasible same way you did once we got off the last tour. Regardless of what else was going on, we said, oh, we could just do one every weekend or maybe two.
I never said one every weekend. I never said one every weekend.
Okay, two every weekend and just spread it out throughout the summer or spread it out whenever across the year instead of doing a concentrated.
When we talked to him, we even said we'd be willing to do
that was then. I'm talking about back when we first started talking about this, doing another tour.
So when you said that was then, why wouldn't we go off of our latest conversation?
I still had the same thought process when you said we wanted to spread it out. Okay. I ain't doing this with you today, Angel.
No, listen.
I ain't doing this with you today.
We said midweek.
I'm not doing this.
You are. This is a part of what you do for a living. So when we talked to him and we said, the weekend, you know what?
It wasn't start, the weekend.
Start the show.
The weekend.
Start the damn
it's
show.
Them started.
I'm Angel.
Tanksley, over here. Back to it.
No, my name is Angel Tanksley.
My name is Angel Tanksley, yes. Marcus Tanksley.
Who talks like that? With your fat
back
tongue.
To it. Yeah. You're welcome. Look, we need to spread the shit out. Even if it's in the middle of the week, we do Tuesday and Wednesday.
You don't even know the days of the week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then the next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What's wrong with that?
Wait a minute. Are those 3 days together?
I said Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, not and. You know
Marcus,
what this between and or?
Marcus.
Or is picking one. And is including.
Well, if you
adding
talk
together,
with some goddamn
this and that
clarity.
Equals this. This or this is that or that.
And that this is dumbass.
Punk
now,
ass.
What I'm saying to you, because you're not listening, is that it is more costly to keep coming back out to the West. So having at least a day in between helps us save money.
Help us say many.
Well, of course, you don't care nothing
don't
about that.
Don't give a damn.
You don't care what your expensive ass outfit's on.
You want to add up the dollars of this outfit?
Expensive ass outfit.
Let's do it. You
expensive.
Want to?
What you're getting.
I bet yours cost more than mine.
I bet you it didn't. Bet you it
what
didn't.
What kind of shoes is in?
Sam.
No. Take them off. Let me see the
Sam
bottom.
Sam Elderman.
Who? No, I don't believe you. Let me see.
Sam Elderman.
Who the hell Sam? First of all, you need another heel.
That's how I can tell you that this outfit didn't cost more.
I bet it do. What's that outfit? What's that green?
Zara on sale. Thank you.
You know this is on sale. Express.
$17. $17.
Essence Festival. I think I paid $12 for these glasses.
Oh, really? $12?
Yeah.
Lies. How much is that damn chain
this
on
damn
your wrist?
This damn chain is 20 years old.
How much
20
is
years?
It?
I don't care if it was $30,000. It was 20 years old.
Right now. The thing
you
is,
can't
you
get it right now
because
they done discontinued
it. Money.
They've discontinued
you don't
this.
Have an appreciation of saving money.
I do. You, that's how I saved. I've been wearing this for 20 years.
You do not have an appreciation for saving money.
Who don't? That's what I do. I save and then I splurge.
We have the most expensive dog in the backyard.
We don't.
Yes.
There are much more expensive dogs.
We have a very expensive one.
That ain't just a dog. He's serving a purpose. We could have
got one of them little mismatch dogs that didn't get at the pound.
And that damn thing leaked all over the floor.
No, I said from the pound.
Talking about he's a puppy. This damn thing was 98 years old in human years.
That dog was not from the pound. It was from Craigslist.
And every dog Denora done had is worthless but Shaka.
Well, that's because she has a bad picker, but you could go on there and get something full of rage. Nah, you go on there
talking about, oh, his parents are this and this, and his other parent is that and that. She has no idea. Somebody done found that dog on the side of the road.
I'm not saying that we need to have an idea. I said you could have gotten a dog from the pound that could have protected our house.
No,
but instead, we got that expensive.
We could have got one that protected the house and not protected us. We wouldn't be able to go in the backyard.
But the
dangerous ass dog, 2 years old, done been fighting and shit. You talking about, let's just bring the teacup home. It'll be fine.
But it would keep us and shit. People from approaching the house, too.
Us, too. Talking about, we can have it at our house. How we going to host it, Angel? Can't go in the damn backyard.
Yes, you could, because you put
because cutthroat is back here.
You put the collar
she
on it.
She went on the damn wrought iron fence.
You got the collar on it.
Yeah, and it just makes it angrier. Then when you wake up, this thing is drooling over your face, about to tear your face off.
You're supposed to be the dog trainer. So then
exactly.
You
trained. I trained the dog. I won't train. Back to this tour. We could do a Tuesday, rest on Wednesday, do a Thursday, then take our asses home.
Then why then can't next women?
Shut
tell me
your mouth.
We could do Tuesday, rest on Wednesday, show on Thursday, rest on Friday, show on Saturday, come back home.
Because we ain't doing that.
That's exactly what the first goddamn week is.
And then we take 3 months off and then go back to back.
No, it's only three more dates.
No, it ain't. Give me the damn phone.
Oh, my
phone.
God. He doesn't even know what to say. There's only three more dates after
there's
that.
There's only three more dates after that.
And there's only two cities back to back, which
we can spread it out.
We're moving, though.
See, y'all could get more tour if we spread this out a little bit. Where is this at? We got that date. That's off. Then that date.
Uh-huh.
That's off. And then that date.
That's exactly what I said.
And then we skip to the next year. And then we got a show on the.
No, we don't.
That's why I'm looking at it right here. They'll show three dates.
But why does he have a space?
Because that's your break.
No, look, it is a day off.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
I said and then the.
But you got to say off. Because
I gotta say off.
Because you're making it sound like.
I have to say off.
Let me tell you.
Just because I don't say it, that means it just stopped existing.
No, because that's the point.
The no longer exist. Adjust the calendars and the solar system and everything.
You black son of a bitch. What I'm saying is you have to say off so that they know that there's a day off. The same way you. Negro, listen to me. The way you did the first week, you said the off. Then we have we have a date. And then we come back. You said that the next year, we have two cities back to back. Then we are off. Then
two
we have
cities
one
back. Then that's the problem. You got all that and the two cities back to back.
That's moving.
Move all of it.
Move all of it. What?
I need it to be Jack and Learning Teeth. I need spaces all up in between them.
That's why I
so
said
so I can give all the people all the energy. I appreciate
money.
Y'all. I want y'all to get the best show possible. Angel don't give
Marcus
a damn.
Don't want us
Angel
to
just
no
want
money.
A tour, and just give them a little, we can give them a little something.
Let's just
keep them going. Let's just keep going. Then you're going to have toenails popping off because she's been moving too much. I'm the one lifting all the luggage and the merch. She ain't doing that.
You a goddamn.
She just walking around in her Louis and Gucci and stuff. Got me running up and down steps.
No.
Not. Looking at the Airbnb now, we got 15 flights of steps to run up because they ain't got no elevator.
As a reminder.
Who was that, D.C. or Philly?
Phily, because they lied to us.
They did lie to us.
As a reminder.
Who we going to take? We got to find something now. Who we going to take on this tour?
That's a hold up. We got to
find somebody. Yeah, that's like quick, like real quick because that's almost next month.
I know. That's why I'm over here. You over here. Let's move the
if we spread
around.
It out, they'll agree quicker.
No.
I know who we could add. I got the perfect person.
They won't agree quicker.
If it's spread out.
No, it's not.
Because they'd be like, oh, yeah, I can work him days in. I got the perfect person.
No. She is a child.
Always down for the grind. Costing us more than the tour we make.
It'll be $5,000 for you to have me for those 3 days.
Per city.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, who I was thinking of, because I don't think she goes into the office, but nah. Mm-mm. Her energy be low. Hold on, y'all.
Oh, yeah, her energy be low. Yeah, be too. Yeah. I mean, it ain't going to be no lower than.
No, I think it would be. So, yeah, we got to find. You don't know what? You don't what?
I don't think it'll be lower than number one energy.
Yeah, to get
but there. But it ain't going to be nobody like the previous obvious one.
We got to find somebody who ain't got a job.
Oh, no, she got kids. I was like, I know somebody.
That's the hard part. But, yeah, we've got to find somebody who can give us this week. And then somebody who can give us another weekend. I love it. I actually love that our tour is going to be over in such a. The only thing that I would have liked better, but the schedule wise, it just doesn't really work out, is if all of it could be done together.
Yeah, quicker. No, skipping of that, I definitely don't like that.
I mean, but
it actually kind of works out maybe if there's stuff going on in.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. It was just going to be too difficult. Anyway, let's switch it up.
Let's switch it up.
You tell us, tell these people why this schedule works perfectly.
Why this schedule works perfectly?
Yeah, the schedule he gave us.
Because it's before, it ain't during the,
why all of this schedule? You still don't remember our new format?
Mm-mm.
You argue my side. I argue your side.
Oh.
Oh my God.
The reason.
You know what?
You got to tell me.
I have. We both run this show.
But we can still announce it.
I did. I said, okay, now let's switch it up. Why do these dates work?
These dates work because Angel don't know no better. Now, these dates actually work out good. Let me go back and look at the schedule. It does, like she said, it gets us done in a good amount of time. It does give us a break. Granted, we don't like the break that we're getting between the first initial. Let me go back. We don't like that large break, but that actually works out too because we got stuff going on in May. Right now it spans across that we might have some hopping around it that works out perfectly. It does put a day in, but it puts a day in between each city in just one day, which, you know, is good enough. If you traveling from LA to New York, that's a good amount of time. You need a day. You can end the show a couple hours later, catch a flight, fly cross country, rest, get up the next day, rest, because we doing midday shows, mm-hmm. Have the show, still have enough time to relax, eat, and move on.
Yeah.
And so it actually works out good. The fact that we only got, I don't like the fact that we only doing, well, we might end up doing a city twice. It'd be great to have to do a city or two twice because of the capacity, because of the blessing that's been poured out. But yeah, that's why it works out. And like I said, it's done quick. We do, it don't interfere with nothing. We're done. We do the, it don't interfere with nothing, and we're done.
Now, let me tell you why it doesn't work. For specifically 2 days that got to move, we are leaving so much in the air as regards to planes.
Yeah.
With there not even being a full 24 hours, we would have 24 hours to get from to. While, yes, there's probably several different airlines that go that way. As you all have seen over
ain't
the
past. Ain't that what happened last time? Because I was about to drive.
That was from.
Yeah, I was like, well.
with summer weather being crazy in the Midwest and the East, liking to have thunderstorms and lightning storms are when they ground the planes. Mm-hmm. Last time we toured, we almost got stuck in New York after just booking Atlanta.
Yeah.
I had, luckily at that time, I don't even have status now. At that time, I had platinum or diamond status with Delta. So they worked hard to figure out how we could get there, because none of the other airlines had what we needed and we could have missed out. I don't feel comfortable with trying to get to a place that I cannot drive to in a reasonable amount of time. So while we have a day apart, that's only a 3-hour drive?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Not 3 hours. They are very far apart. Same thing with in the middle of nowhere. Like, as far as in, like, there are no other major cities other than, I mean, I guess Atlanta is not. No, it's someplace that's not as far. But still, like, if anything happens with flights, we can't. Also, yeah, it's the thing of we have to find a third person to travel with us, and we no longer have a dedicated assistant.
Right.
When I think about when we started in this podcast space, as far as in joining the genre of podcasting, I don't think I thought about all the craziness that would come with it. Like trying to figure out, are we getting enough views? Are we getting enough downloads? And obviously with all that uncertainty, you have no idea if you made a good decision. But you know what? I understand that starting something new is hard. It can be scary. It can be very just have your tummy all up in a knot. However, so much work can go into the thing, and it might not work out, but sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith. Okay, so this is what we love about this partner. It's about helping people who are taking leaps of faith, launching your own podcast, launching your own business, regardless of whether or not you have fears or hesitations. That's why we love our partner, Shopify, being by our side. Cha-ching! Listen, Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, from household names like Aloe Yoga, Gymshark, Allbirds, Mattel, the list goes on and on. Also, just from brands just starting out, like mine. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand and style. Accelerate your efficiency. Whether you're uploading new products or trying to improve existing ones, Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out like you have a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are strolling and or strolling. Best yet, Shopify is the commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. What if people haven't heard about your brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And if I or you get stuck, Shopify is always around to share advice from their award-winning 24/7 customer support. Tackle all those important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. No need to save multiple websites or try to figure out what platform is hosting the tool that you need. Everything is in one place. Make your life easier and your business operations smoother. And did I mention that iconic purple shop pay button that's used by millions of businesses around the world? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. It also helps boost conversions, meaning less carts going abandoned and more sales for you. It's time to turn those what ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/argue. Go to shopify.com/argue. Shopify.com/argue. Cha-ching.
Right.
Before, there was a person who was working with us already full time. So it's just like, well, if we're on tour, this would have been your job anyways. So trying to find someone that can give us these dates.
Granted, Kennedy would have been great, I think, at this.
She can still do it.
I mean, yeah, depending, because I don't know how her job, what's going on with everything with them. But I like in the comments right now, they're saying, might need two dates. That actually that venue is pretty big from, you know, what they he got us so far. Because we pretty much sold out last time, and it was pretty much the same capacity, and it was last minute.
Yeah, we sold that.
And we sold that out. How quick was it?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? Before, we didn't even have a date, and I was like, no, like, Angel will tell you, I was fighting tooth and nail. Like, I'm not doing this tour without going to a or I'm doing the tour, but I'm going to. And all the other cities took like a month or two to sold out. We had them on record, I mean, on sale for 2 weeks, and it sold out the entire venue. The fact that we know this early, it may be very possible that I might need 2 days.
Well, yeah, what's great is that because it's not until, what is helpful is that we'll be able to see how well it sells. Yeah. If it sells out fast enough, then could easily offer us another date.
And also, y'all heard me, I don't know if y'all heard me say it or not, it's so confusing of why we can't get a bigger venue, because for y'all that been to, y'all know it's enormous out there. Everything is big. Down the street is an hour away. And I don't understand why in the hell these small ass venues, because we definitely could have did like double the size that we did. Because that one sold out extremely fast. But partially.
Well, it was tiny. It was only Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
That's because the damn venue was so small. I'm like, out of this space, there was a field on three corners that was empty of that place we was at. I'm like, y'all could have put some chairs outside and we could have made this thing bigger. So that's the disappointing part about that. But also I get big and, you know, people might have to travel 9 hours on the other side to get there.
I don't know why there's no, I don't know why there's not more venues that are open to us. But yeah, I'm a little bit like, wait, we can't get nothing better.
Yeah, that seems, I don't know. I mean, we might have to clean it up and go to somebody's church.
No.
No. You don't trust me?
I don't trust me.
Oh, yeah, you the problem. Heathen.
No, you're definitely the problem.
No, I was clean. I did a church. I was clean. You remember we hosted?
Yeah, I was there.
I know, and I had to keep, twice. We did it with Kevin and him on the book tour, too.
That's, when was the other time? You talk about when, that was Dallas.
It was still a church.
No, but when you said, you remember we hosted a church, I thought that we were talking about Kevin's book tour.
Oh, no.
I just think I'm texting somebody that might could be the manager of the tour.
Who?
I'll tell you in a second. I just think that this would be a very, what I know is that this will be a great tour. We did 10 cities before. We're going to do 6 now. I think it's perfect. We did not put New York on there.
New York is expensive, y'all. It's expensive and cumbersome.
For the type of venue we need. But I honestly, I think I might come there for my one woman show, but I'm doing it in a different type of venue where there should not contractually, it should be better. Because I'm not doing traditional performance venues where I feel like traditional performance venues tax you so difficult, so high in here in LA and in New York when they realize, oh, you're about to make some money, even though they're making money.
Right. Already.
They tax you higher, where if I'm doing more restaurants, the way y'all make money is still going to be made. I'm just asking if I can charge people an upcharge to enjoy myself.
We definitely, I mean, the other southern stuff, like, you know, the Floridas and stuff, it's like, we don't have, that don't show up numbers wise in our demographics.
I think once we get to, I think eventually we'll be able to add some of these more random places that y'all asking us to come to. Not random, but like places that, you know, I think because you all are so used to Kevin and he goes everywhere.
Yeah, Kevin can do it.
Kevin's reach dwarfs our reach right now. So I feel like once we continue to strengthen our reach to where we're not showing up to 50 people, even though I would love those 50 people, I just wouldn't love what that would do to my pocket.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know y'all do, but please take into consideration, it cost us so much just to get in front of you.
I think so. Yeah, it'd be
so hard. In order to get that back and make it worth it, it's like, it's got to make sense.
So I do believe, I think our next store will be at the place where we can go to our secondary markets.
Tupelo,
Mississippi. That's what he always says.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I have heard him say it.
Yeah. I won't be coming to Tupelo, Mississippi. And also, you kind of feel like you have to go to places that are used to spending money to go out to see entertainment.
Yeah. Elwood, look, I'm born and raised Lexington, Kentucky. They will never see me on stage ever again unless I, for somehow, some way, blow up doing this and be like, you know what? I'll honor my city. But I'm like, Lexington will never see me on stage.
It was such live. A difficult thing to pull off.
Yeah, and the venue-wise was difficult.
I had to research, find the venue. I had to book that place by myself.
And then getting people in there. I got cousins. Born and raised with them.
That did not show
up. Did not show up. Said, the hell with you. I got ahead of other people I went to school with that showed up, was like, man, I'm so good. I'm like, oh, didn't know they followed me or nothing. Blessed my heart. But the amount of work it took, nah. But where I'm from, kiss my ass. I go to Philly and DC 10 times a year before I go back to Lexington once.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go to Nashville before I came to Lexington, LaTanya. We have a poll inside of for our Patreon. If you're not a member of our Patreon, you are missing out on some good stuff. And actually, we're going to talk to them one-on-one. We'll be back to talk to y'all in a little bit. Hopefully, you remember it, because I don't know if I wrote it down.
You better have, because I don't remember shit. You know, COVID.
So why wouldn't you write it down?
Because you that's what you did. You pulled out your...
So first of all, I don't write with my left hand, because that's what
you write with your right. You turn the paper sideways, and you chew on your gum and start writing.
And my hand looks like
no.
That.
It don't.
My hand does not write like that's a mar. Seen.
Well, you. Anyway, you should have wrote that shit down. You was taking notes.
You got to take some then responsibility. It's lost.
You saw I was just sitting there thinking up shit.
No, you don't. You be sitting there scrolling, looking at dogs you running to windows.
You a lie and a half. You a lie and a half. I was tuned in.
Gonna blame shit on COVID.
Yeah, I don't be remembering shit. My memory wasn't as bad before.
It's also because you old, baby.
You old. Are we back?
We're back. So anyway.
You know what I think is hilarious is we got people in here who said talking about they're using their Beyonce budget to come see us.
Let me tell you.
That's hilarious.
It's not gonna hurt your Beyonce budget.
Oh no, it ain't. That's gonna get would you come pay to see us? That's snacks.
We get new merch designed, new shirts. We'll be asking our Patreon as we get a little bit closer what type of merch they would prefer.
Yeah.
So that we can...
Guess who ain't going to be able to buy it? Them raggedy niggas in Lexington. There were people that drove... How far was that drive? For people that drove up from Nashville to Lexington, Kentucky to see us.
That's got to be 3 hours. That's how far
that's Nashville. More than three. Nashville?
Yeah, to Kentucky is a 3 hour drive.
Because Bowling Green, yeah, I guess it's an hour and a half. 2 hours. Nashville right across the line.
It's a 3 hour drive, yeah. Baby.
3 hours.
You just didn't believe that I've driven it before.
Nah, I don't. Still don't. Okay, it's 3 hours. I got you.
You
let
are
them
such,
confirm it. It's 3 hours.
Such a jerk.
3 hours to see us. And there was fools couldn't drive 15 minutes.
Your family.
They raggedy as hell.
My family was up in there at all the places.
They was. Bless their hearts.
My mama was at that first show. Getting her happy birthday sang.
Now, I had a lot of family in there, but I had some raggedy ass cousins. I mean,
listen,
they barely go see themselves in the mirror. So
I had to make sure that mama was coming.
Talking about she gonna watch the kids. Yes. The hell with them damn kids.
She was gonna watch my sister in law's kids. I said, let me tell you.
I said, you the hell you the what?
Let me tell you.
Well, I just thought, Mama, get your shit together. Lord Jesus. Country folk just don't be thinking sometimes.
That's all right. But let me tell you, before I take my last breath, I'm going to teach the Tanksleys what support look like. It's not just jumping out the car to fight somebody that then pissed off.
And that's some serious support.
No, that's not it. Because you know what? Them days is over. We not out here fighting in these streets.
Tell my sister that.
She ain't
fighting
no more.
Shit.
It is. Hey, I'm having a thing. Show up. I'm going to teach him with love and firmness.
Come up off my family.
I love them. That's why if I didn't like them, I'd be like, they don't need to come. I love them.
Anyway. Yeah, y'all. We're going to get these dates in order and get everything together.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. I wonder... Are we going to let the boys see the LA show?
I don't know. We could.
You think we should?
Let's finish the show first and see.
This is a part of the show. What are you talking about? What? Okay, we you came know what? Thank with, you so we, much for watching.
We My came name up is with Angel. The layout.
Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you so much for watching. My name is Angel. Thanks,
Lane. You can check out our sponsor, Shopify, shopify.com/.
We got to finish coming up with the damn show to see what it's going to look like.
We came up with the show.
We didn't. We got an outline. We ain't come up with the actual show.
What else do you need?
How do you know? You ain't writing nothing down. You don't remember?
I did write it down, Marcus. Did you write it down?
Ridiculous.
I didn't write it down. I did. Why'd you say I wrote it down? Why'd you say I wrote it down?
Catch y'all next time.
Rewind right here, editor. Go back to where he said.
I definitely said I wrote it down. I definitely said you wrote it down. And then you said you didn't.
Just now.
Raggedy ass.
I said it just now. I don't know.
Editor ain't doing shit you say. Editor, your word don't mean nothing.
I bet you the editor will.
Editor ain't going to do nothing.
He is. The editor is my man. I don't know who this little raggedy is. He think he cute because he got on his expensive outfit. Save money. Shopify.com/argue. ShopMamaLikes.com. Manshit, MANSHYT.com. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Shut the hell up. Come back. Dear God. Won the poll. We got, where is it at?
Never 73. Come back. No, 73%
of the people said, spread it out.
Already cut.
27% of the people said, keep it close together. I'm sorry, they're still voting. 74 to 26. Once again, I am correct.
No, that's not what the poll says. It is. That's not what the poll says.
That's exactly what it says. I'll holler at y'all, fam. Boom.
I don't see.